This is the Huey Alert Podcast with Craig and Shelley Huey, bringing you the tools to transform our nation and culture, the intersection of faith and politics.
Hi, it's Craig Huey, and I'm here with my beautiful bride, Shelley.
Hey, everyone.
And we're so glad you joined us for this week's podcast. And so with this podcast, we're going to talk about the fact that worldwide there's conflict. In fact, we seem to be so close to World War III. We seem to be
wait, don't incite fear.
We are close to conflict. Well,
you know what?
Worldwide.
I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited today because we have a special guest.
Yes.
Who is he?
Steve Place. He's with the Investment Invasion.
Investor Invasion, yes.
And he's one of the people who understands about the geopolitical conflicts going on today. And he ties us into something interesting, into the investment area. But as he takes a look at investment opportunities, he's one of a handful of investment newsletter writers who has an expertise on this issue, and then how it would translate into profits in the long term and short term. So
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I was literally just on his website, Investor Relations. Right?
Investor Invasion.
See, I tested you and you got it. This guy writes incredible. I'm like sucked in. I'm ready to go. I'm so excited. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Thank you.
So please fill us in on your expertise.
So a little bit about me. I started trading options full-time in 2009. And I started talking a little bit more about the macro backdrops, investment backdrops, right, geopolitical backdrops, especially after 2020.
Yes.
You know, everyone has to pay attention after that event.
100%.
So that's been one of my passions, and I have been able to translate that into some very specific investment opportunities in the defense sector and things that are close to the defense sector as well.
Wow. So, Steve, here we have a situation where we've got conflict with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Middle East war going on now. We got the Ukrainian war going on now. We have what looks like an alliance of China, Iran, and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's chaotic. When we think of communist China and what they're doing in investing in advanced weapons, including AI weapons, fill me in. What's America doing to protect ourselves as the world gets more dangerous?
So if you consider superpowers, and America is currently the superpower of the world before us, it was Britain before us, it was Spain.
Right.
All of them had a reserve currency.
Yes.
And they were able to maintain the reserve currency through the enforcement of trade.
Right.
So picture a map.
Yes.
You've got the Strait of Taiwan.
Yes.
You've got the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes.
Which is, you've got Al-Shabaab, which is right there, the Strait of Malacca, which is somewhere else in around the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are major trade routes.
Right.
Something like 80% of all trade goes through the Strait of Hormuz. Yes.
Let me interject real quick. Trade routes. Are you specifically talking about shipping?
Yes, naval.
Okay.
And so whoever has control of the seas is the superpower of the world. Goes all the way back to Rome.
And you know, I'm glad you're bringing this up because isn't there something called the Red Sea?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that significant?
Right now, there are some insurgents in Yemen that the U.S. has been fighting through a proxy war. We've been allied with Saudi Arabia, and Yemen has been with Iran, or the Houthi rebels. And they're taking pot shots. They've got these drones. They're taking pot shots at all these tankers. And for a very cheap cost, a $10,000 suicide drone, they have ceased all naval trade in the Red Sea, which then goes up to the Suez Canal. Egypt can no longer finance their government because they don't get Suez revenues, and then you get another Arab Spring kicking off. So there's all of these large second-order effects that could just hit from just a couple $10,000 model airplanes.
Right.
You know, so it's very wild right now. There's a lot of asymmetrical warfare that's going on right now.
And
that's
so let's pretend, it's going to take a wild stab. I'm watching CNN or Fox, MSNBC, and they're talking about this. And they're mentioning this, but they're mentioning it on such an elementary level. And unless you're someone that's an expert like yourself, you're not going to necessarily know what's going on behind the scenes. Who are the big players? Mm-hmm. What type of things are these people doing, number one, with what equipment? Who's behind it investing it? What are the companies behind? You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So enlighten us.
Well, the way normal Americans find out about this is when they go to the grocery store and they say, it's $7 for a box of Cheerios now.
Right.
And so the inflation that we're seeing, you know, we can talk about the Fed and how they're trying to hike rates and crush inflation.
Right.
It's structural, geopolitically,
yes. Right.
Where
right.
we don't have a resilient supply chain right now.
Right.
And so all of those things are going on. And it's just a really difficult situation because all of these incidents are kicking off all at the same
right.
time. I'm not going to imply coordination. I'm just saying when there's an advantage, people are taking it.
And so we're going to see probably price spikes. What about oil and gas? You see this pressure on oil prices?
Well, there's an interesting thing right now with potential global demand slowing down with China, because China is a little bit belligerent right now because they just had Evergrande, their largest property developer, go mm-hmm. bankrupt.
Right.
And Country Garden is a second.
Yes.
So they have a lot of financial underpinnings that could be a big issue, which could cause some energy problems there. But
right.
all of these things, they're not going to be distributed evenly. You're going to have spikes in one commodity and then a crush in another. There's going to be so much volatility surrounding commodities and those inputs, then it goes into other companies as well.
So, Steve, obviously, there's some dangers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangers to the economy, dangers to our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in the U.S. in the area of protecting America, building up national defense systems? You're an expert in the investment area of seeing these young startups and entrepreneurs mm-hmm. and young companies. Tell me about this.
So back in the 1990s, the total amount of prime contractors, so the large companies that would interface with the federal government, was about 52. And now it's down to 4.
Wow.
We've got Lockheed, Boeing,
that's
Raytheon,
crazy.
And Northrop.
Yeah.
And that's it. And
wow.
They're big.
And
they're bloated.
Giant.
They're slow. It's hard to adapt.
Many of them following DEI and all kinds of woke policies.
Yes, absolutely. And it has caused a big problem. We don't have functioning hypersonic technology right now, and China does. China had it in 2017, and we're still testing our things.
That is mind-blowing. So
scary. Yeah, Lockheed's missile and fire control had to cancel a hypersonic test because it wasn't working very well.
Wow.
So the primes are one thing, but we're starting to see a resurgence and a renaissance of smaller defense companies. El Segundo is a big area.
Yeah,
I
graduated from El Segundo High.
Yes.
I, my dad was in aerospace.
Don't tell him what year.
No, I would not. So, but yeah, so El Segundo
yes,
is now becoming an aerospace capital again?
Yes, it's really hot right now. A lot of venture capital is starting to flood into what's known as the American dynamism theme.
Wow.
Andreessen Horowitz, one of the larger VC firms, talks about this where there are companies that align with the interests of America rather than just the interests of the company,
wow.
right? They're not a super global scale. They're saying, how can we better protect and defend the country?
Can you give me a couple examples of the type
sure.
of innovations?
So AVAV is a publicly traded company, and they do drones. But they also do counter drones. So you're going to have drone defense technologies
wow.
come from there.
Could you
yes.
say ADA?
AVAV. And oh. that's the stock ticker.
Yes.
I always
okay.
remember tickers.
Yeah,
I never
yeah,
remember
yeah.
company
right,
names.
Right, right.
It's, my, it's the trader
go.
In me. There's another company, Palmer Luckey, who founded Oculus,
mm-hmm.
the goggles.
Right.
He got sold to Facebook.
Right.
And then he went and made Anduril, which has fully integrated battlefield sensors. So if you have a forward operating
yeah.
base, you know,
yeah.
people have to keep watching everything. And then
right.
they've got these towers with infrared and detection and all these other things.
Right.
And it all goes into a larger integrated system. So I think if the military, and especially with their procurement,
yeah.
can make it faster, and they are they're trying a lot.
Right.
If they can figure that out and they can get a lot of these smaller defense companies well integrated, we're going to be able to move faster. We're going to be able to protect our country better.
So, shall
we? I want to say something real quick. So the World Police Conference, where is it? I'm trying to remember now. Anyway, it's coming up.
Okay.
You know, it's a trip. I went on their agenda. One of the speakers is the chief of police in Chula Vista, San Diego. You know why?
Okay.
Because they're using the same drones that you were talking about.
All right.
And policing. Where? The border. Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, one of the things that you keep following, Shelley and I, we're going to be doing a talk at the National Religious Broadcasters on AI.
Mm.
So 20,000 people, and we're going to talk about AI. My new book, The Great Deception, has a chapter on that. And one of the areas about AI...
Hold on, please. Sorry. Coast Guard.
You got about 5 minutes left.
Okay. One of the areas about AI is the robotics.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at any robotic companies?
I don't have any in mind particular other than Tesla.
Okay.
And you can view Tesla as a car company, but you can also view it as a robotics company.
That's right.
We have risks with trade with China. And there's a very large push to onshore. And you're going to have robotics and automation combined with that onshoring, mm-hmm. where we can redevelop a manufacturing base without requiring a flood of unskilled labor coming into our country. We don't need that anymore. We have these amazing robotics companies. The only thing off the top of my head would be Intuitive Surgical, and that's just medical, and that's just because that's the one I go to. I'm trying to think of any other publicly traded robotics companies.
So I don't know if Hanson Robotics or Boston Dynamics is publicly traded. I probably should look at that.
Okay.
But both of those are, the stuff they're making is insane mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
And specifically for military use.
Yeah.
And
I've seen
the things they're doing.
And they've got the, they have the mules where you can just load them up with everything that you need and you can go out.
And police departments use them right now too, to go in and.
Yeah. And the next big one.
SWAT teams.
So for example, the adjacent to that, if you go to a forward operating base, you need power. And to have power, you have to send in diesel trucks. And the diesel trucks then hit the IEDs and bad things happen.
Yeah.
There are now companies that are looking to do small modular nuclear reactors with defense focus in mind. So you can just deploy a trailer nuke to a forward operating base, and then you don't have to worry about the energy problems with
Amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, maybe we should look at some of these companies.
I think so.
So, Steve, for our viewers, they may be wondering, well, this is interesting. I have some investment money. Maybe I should learn more about some of these young companies that have huge potential. Give me an idea, first of all, of the type of profits somebody might make. And then also tell me how they can find out more about your work.
Well, a lot of these companies... The smaller defense companies are still private.
Yes.
And they're going to hopefully go public soon, and then they will be tradable there. There are a handful of solid defense companies out there that I think are worth a look. AVAV is a great example. It's not a pure defense play, but it's drones are scary enough that people are going to need them. A lot of these are smaller companies, so they can have potential upsides 100 to 300% if gains are fully
realized.
That's pretty
good.
Yeah, it's very good. You can find a lot of my work over at Investor Invasion. That's where I do a lot of my writing and stock picks as well.
Mm-hmm.
The invasion is not just a military style. We're also looking for evidence of institutional flow coming into individual names because those tend to continue to go higher because the institutions always want more of it.
Right.
Yes.
Do you have like maybe a special report that people can read about? Some of this.
So relating to what we just touched on, I did just finish an ebook, The Shadow War, Crisis Investing in Fifth Generation Warfare. And so a lot of the asymmetrical nature of warfare that we see can actually lead to profit opportunities in the public markets as well. So I've got 3 stock picks in there that talk about that exact same thing.
So they can go to, give the URL again.
Investorinvasion.com, yes.
So I think, Shelley, the bottom line is there are American companies that are preparing America to defend itself.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So there is hope.
Yes.
And there That's is awesome. Some new innovation mm-hmm. of advanced technology. And so I think finally that, Steve, tell me if you agree, the fact that we have these private companies and entrepreneurs and these geniuses who are in the private sector, despite what Communist China is doing, despite what's going on with Iran, that because of the free market, because of the innovation of the free market, we're going to be one step ahead and do things better. And as scary as China is, we have a real competitive advantage.
Yes, and all of these founders are actually doing these companies in response to China, not because of China.
Amazing.
Wow. That's good.
Good stuff. Well, everyone, we really appreciate you tuning in again. We'll be back next week with the Huey Alert. And here's what I want you to do. Because of the nature of this, that it's such a unique information Steve's been able to share, I want you to send this off to your friends, text it to them, email it to them, put it on Facebook. Let's send out this video far and wide. Let people hear this. And there is hope for America. And so until next week, thanks.
Thanks for joining us this week. We are listener supported, so please consider partnering with us by donating at craighuey.com or by signing up for our free newsletter. We look forward to being with you next week. And don't forget to share this podcast with others.